Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with Chad and Tori. Happy Tuesday. We hope that you have an amazing week, and we're excited to jump into today's daily devotional.
Yes, let's do it, you guys. Today, we are reading out of Revelation 3:5, and it's titled God's Victorious Ones. It says, "All who are victorious will be clothed in white. I will never erase their names from the book of life, but I will announce before my Father and his angels that they are mine." The love letter from God says, "Beloved child, when you receive my son into your heart, your name was permanently written in the book of life. Nothing can ever remove it. Your place in heaven is secure. Salvation is my gift to you, a new life on earth and an everlasting life in heaven. Your gift to me is how you live your life. I've called you to further my kingdom, and I've given you all you need in my son Jesus to do extraordinary things. You are not called to survive. You are called to thrive. Come walk with me, and I will help you grow your faith. Love, your Heavenly Father." The reflection says, when we receive Jesus as our Savior, our names are written in the book of life. Nothing we do can remove them from that list. Our names are personally written in the permanent ink of Jesus' blood that was given at the cross. Because of this, we should live as children of the King. The Treasure of Truth says, nothing can separate us from the love of our Savior.
I love that because it reminds me of that piece of scripture. I don't know the exact reference, so you might have to find it in your Bible, but it's where Jesus gave the disciples the power to cast out demons.
Yeah.
And they do that. And then Jesus comes back and they're like, "Rabbi, Rabbi, teacher, teacher, even the demons flee your name." Mm-hmm. And he said, "Rejoice not and mm-hmm. that the demons flee. Rejoice in that your name is written in the book of life."
Yeah.
And I feel like we don't put it, I feel like we don't give enough credit to the fact that we do have eternity with God.
So true.
You know, it's so easy to overlook that in our short span here on earth, you know, paying rent here.
Yeah.
And we don't give enough credit to like, wow, like no matter what suffering I experience here on earth, it'll be a drop in the bucket compared to eternity.
The celebration.
With a loving God. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of special to me is I just love that that's immediately what Jesus goes to. He's like, yeah, here's something really cool. But you know what's really cool?
Yeah.
That your name's in the book of life.
Truly, truly. Yeah, it's so good. I do feel like we don't celebrate that fact enough. Like we don't recognize how big of a deal that is that, I mean, God literally sent his son to save us so that we could be in heaven with him, in relationship with him, in that feast with him and his bridegroom. Like how special that is. And I mean, wow. Something that Chad and I've been talking about a lot lately is like celebrating the small things in life. And y'all, that is something that is not small. And we should be celebrating all the time that we have something to look forward to in heaven. Like, I think so often we put, this is going to sound kind of deep and maybe weird, but whatever. I feel like we put such a negative connotation on death because like it's death, but like the day we die, it's going to be the biggest celebration in heaven because we get to be face to face with Jesus, face to face with God, our Father, like celebrating with the angels, no more suffering, no more tears. Like there is actually so much to look forward to. And yeah, I don't know why we don't celebrate that more.
Yeah, and I feel like it helps us to not hold on to things too tightly here on earth because we have such a great anticipation of what's next.
Yeah.
That it helps us to not idolize things here on earth. Mm-hmm. Whether it's something like sex, you know, or something like money.
Yeah.
Or even just like relationships, whatever it may be, it helps us to live more freely rather than just trying to maximize our time here on earth. Like, oh my gosh, I need to do everything because this is it. Mm-hmm. You know, and we don't need to live like that.
Yeah. I also love that it said our gift back to God is the way we live our daily lives, giving him all the glory and the praise.
And that, ladies and gents, is the true definition of worship. Mm-hmm. Do you want to pray, son out, babe?
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, We thank you that you sent your son Jesus down to die for our sins, Lord, to be resurrected 3 days later, victorious, God, that we no longer are slaves to sin, but we get to hold on to hope that one day we will get to see you face to face, that we will get to celebrate, that we will get to praise, that we will get to worship, that we will get to dance with the angels in heaven, God. I just pray that we celebrate more often, that our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, God. That nothing we do here can ever remove our names, that we have security in you. We have a place in heaven. Wow. Wow. What a good God you are. Lord, I pray that we just meditate on that truth today, in that knowing, God, that we don't have to question it. We don't have to question our security, that if we've accepted Jesus into our heart and accepted and professed that he is the Lord of our life, that we are saved, that we have a seat at the table, God. So Lord, we just want to open up the floor right now for our listeners to pray, and Chad and I are going to be praying in agreement with them.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. We hope that you have a great rest of your day, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Bye-bye.